So compassion-focused therapy really starts with the problems that we see in therapy with people who have psychological difficulties associated with a lot of anxiety, a lot of hostility, or a lot of depression. So what you find with a lot of the individuals that we work with is that they have no really what we call inner stable ground, okay? Their feelings just come like storms. There's no way in which they can get any kind of stability in their mind. They've often never really felt safe. And compassion is often not only unfamiliar to them, kindness and compassion, but also can be very frightening, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. They have very high levels of shame and self-criticism, which in fact is what the therapy is designed for. And their main motivation when they come to therapy is, take it away, please. Give me a drug, give me a therapy, whatever it is. I don't want to feel any more pain. There's been too much already. So these are individuals who are not motivated to engage with pain, but to avoid it. Because the trouble with shame patients is that they have a very deep sense that there is something fundamentally wrong with them. They are fundamentally flawed. Okay. And I can't tell you how often when we start our group with our borderline patients, you hammer this point time after time, and some of them will start to cry. One patient said to me, you know, I always had the feeling that when God made me, he'd run out of the nice bits.